BitGet Cash Plus pulls in $50 in 5 days on stablecoin yield. BitGet says its Cash Plus product passed $50 million in assets under management 5 days after launch, according to the exchange's official post on July 16, 2026. The product pays up to 4% APY on USDT and USDC balances with daily compounding, T+0 redemption, and zero-fee withdrawals. The launch itself was covered separately. The new detail here is how fast the money arrived. $50 million in under a week is a small number against BitGet's overall balances, but it is a fast one for a product that did not exist a week earlier. It reads less as a BitGet story than as a demand signal. Holders are willing to move idle stablecoin balances into a yield-bearing wrapper the moment one is offered, provided the funds stay liquid. The parked funding problem has an audience exchange-issued cards draw from a spot balance at checkout. That balance sits idle until it is spent, which is dead capital for anyone who keeps funds loaded ahead of purchases. Cash Plus targets that gap, and the 50 non-owners inflow suggests the gap is real for a lot of users, not just a theoretical inefficiency. For a BitGet account holder, the read is straightforward. The same pool that funds the BitGet card can earn while it waits, and T+0 redemption means it routes back to spot the day you need it. The size of that benefit still depends on how much sits loaded and how long between spends. On a balance you spend down weekly, up to 4% annualized is a rounding error. On a larger buffer held for months, it starts to matter. Yield on idle cash is becoming table stakes. BitGet is not alone in chasing this. Exchanges and issuers across the market are wrapping stablecoin balances in yield to keep deposits on platform, rather than watching them rotate out to on-chain lending or a rival. Japan's SBI Group opened stablecoin lending at 3% yield in the same window, and the broader push is toward treating a stablecoin balance as something that should pay, not just settle. A $50 start for Cash Plus is one more data point that idle balance yield is turning into a default expectation. The rate is a ceiling, and the custody is the catch. Two caveats travel with the headline. First, up to 4% is a ceiling, not a guaranteed return. The top rate typically applies to a tier, a cap, or a window, and BitGet has not published a full schedule in the announcement. Second, Cash Plus is custodial. The deposits sit on BitGet's books, which means the yield is only as sound as the exchange behind it. If a venue hits a liquidity event, custodial balances can freeze, the same structural risk that separated FTX depositors from their money. That is the trade for the convenience of yield that lives next to your spending balance, rather than in a wallet you control. The traction is worth watching precisely because it is a bet on that trade. $50 in 5 days says a meaningful slice of users will accept custodial exposure for a few points of yield on cash they were going to hold anyway.